Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's the Political Brown Kid here. And what I want to do is I just want to speak to all the individuals out there who are dating females. So that could be men or women. Don't show these females any sympathy, man, out here in this world. In this world, period. And I mean that. Of course, everybody knows probably if you've been following my channel, my dating trials and tribulations. The random thought, and I've been thinking about this for a while. I just know if I should put it down on, for everyone to hear. But it's just when you start interacting with females of today, you can become very resentful, almost to the point where you hate them. And I hate to even use that word. But the reason why I feel that way is because there's zero sympathy for you. As a, not even just as a man, but mostly women view it as men versus women, us versus them. That's the way they view it. But as a human being, they just don't even like you. It is just all about what they can get in the moment, and then they absolve themselves from any regret, remorse, any type of having any type of, you know, feelings or accountability for what they've done by justifying things that they gave or benefited you. So I know that sounds very ambiguous, what I just said. You're probably like, what the hell did you just say? So I'm going to give you an example. You know, I've had a female when the relationship was over, female was like, I did everything right in the relationship, right? I did everything. And, you know, and I tried my best to make it work. And I'm sitting up there. But it was my foolishness because I was just trying to. That's also too. We always try to spare these women's feelings. And that's why I did that video on accountability. You know, we don't call them to the carpet to say, no, you did not. And in that moment, I didn't because I was still trying to keep the relationship and try to make it as amicable as possible for the dissolution of a relationship. And, you know, but they come up with these terms like I did everything possible to save us and to make this work, and it's because of your failed actions as a human being that's why I'm leaving. The previous female that I just told you all about in a few videos before, the one that she made way more money than I did, but I've took her in a matter of 3 months. I've spent damn near $1,000 on her, about $800 something to go to these dinners, hang out with her. And the only thing she ever did for me was open my door. Like when I opened the door to let her in the car, she reached over to unlock my side. I didn't need her to do that. My key unlocks my door for me. But she did it, and I accept that as a nice gesture. But these females look at it like, well, he gets to go out with me and be seen with me. Like you are, like I'm just trying to figure out, like, are you Sally Richardson or something? All of these females think that they're 10s and 20s. On a scale of 1 to 10, they think they're 20, and they think that they're doing us a favor by being seen in public with us. Just the mere fact that we're in their presence is worth us paying hundreds of dollars. And so that's why when they don't put out, when they go talk to us, like I told y'all with this female, I'm talking to her for 3 months. And the only thing we did was go out, go out, go out. And then when we had a serious conversation about stuff, the reason why she backed out of it was because I didn't celebrate. I didn't feel as though, you know, milestones were important dates to celebrate. Like I didn't celebrate my birthday, and I didn't feel as though, you know, Valentine's Day was a day where you have to do something. And like I told her, if the mood hits you and we go out, fine. Or if that's something that my partner really wants to do, I would do it. But personally, I don't feel as though these dates are that important for me to be celebrating, especially if you're celebrating the other individual throughout the calendar year. And so she just felt the need to back out. Haven't heard from her since. But the kicker was actually my ex-girlfriend. When she popped back into my life, she's up here asking to go on dates and go here, go there, buy her this, buy her that. Mind you, this joker is, you know, a cripple at this point in time. She has a debilitating disease now. So I was just looking at her as a friend. So trust me, I didn't want to be with her. And so she's up here trying to get what she can get from me. But all the while, we have a mutual friend, and that mutual friend's telling me that she has some hood joker that just comes over at night, brings alcohol. Because she was living in her parents' house at the time, or living in her mother's house at the time, and just comes over and bangs her out and then leaves. But then since she can't get, like I said, these women have Build-A-Bears. She has one man that she uses for intimacy, and then she uses me to be the sucker to take her out and amuse and entertain her. Talk on the phone when you're bored, go out to a restaurant and go out to lunch and hang out and do these, this, that, and the third. No, it's not going to happen because then I told her, and trust me, I didn't invest a lot of money into her because, like I said, I would just hang out with her as a friend. And I just looked at it from the perspective of during this point in time, it was like I was lonely. I just needed somebody to hang out with. And so, I just wanted friends in my life. So when I approached her and talked to her about it to say, look, this relationship, it's basically your transaction based. You're just using me to, go places and to do things. And I said, why can't you just have a conversation and we just be friends? You come hang out with me, I come hang out with you, and we go Dutch. Mind you, and I know why, because she's poor. So then you know what she said to me in the next breath? She said, well, I guess I won't be calling you anymore. And she said it like there was no problem at all. Mind you, no regard to whether my feelings are hurt, but when individuals are continually used, and before I even say that, one other thing too is that I remember this was years ago though, I was at a home improvement store. It was actually Home Depot, at a home improvement store, and I'm walking in the parking lot, and then these two women, they were struggling to return something. I don't even know what it was, but they were trying to bring it back to the store and they were struggling getting it out of the car. And then they're going to yell out in the parking lot, dang, ain't no real men out here going to help some women struggling with this stuff. And so I felt compelled. And once again, this is where I need to start becoming more of a jerk. And I think I had. I went over there and helped them out and helped them bring it up to the store. Do you think that they even said thank you to me? They just had the disposition like I was supposed to do this. And so that's why, that was a part of the reason why now when I see people struggling and in distress in public, particularly women, I don't help them out. I help out other men because, I see you there, you doing stuff. And then because we have that type of bond. But women, if you feel as though you can do everything, then do it. But you're not going to sit up here and continually use me as a man, but I am proper. And I already know and I have accepted the fact that I am one of the invisible men in the world. Women aren't looking at me particularly. Well, I have this one. She's still showing lukewarm interest in, being with me. Like I said, so she's, like I told you, one of them has dropped out. The other one is still around. But like I said, she's very lukewarm, very lukewarm. But she's low cost, and I will admit that. So she's low cost, so I don't mind keeping her around. I'm hoping things change for the better. But I'm still keeping my options open. But that is why I'm at the point where I do not really care what happens to these ladies in society. Regardless, it is really built up a very negative feeling. When I think about them, because they're not thinking about me. So why should I think about and have someone else's best interest in mind when they don't even have my, when I'm not even a person that they even think I deserve to even live. These women look at me like I don't even deserve to even live. No, I do deserve to live. I deserve, my purpose in this world, according to them, is to take them out and spend money on them so that they don't have to spend their money. That's my purpose. So that's why I don't feel sorry for them. And neither should you guys. So that's just my random thought for today. Drop a comment in the comment section. Definitely leave me a response either way, whether you agree or disagree. But definitely also hit the like and subscribe button. So once again, this is the Political Brown Kid. Just wanted to drop this jewel on you.